Without power for a full day on Friday, a group of residents in North Vancouver felt left in the dark with limited means to update themselves on the outage. Christina Croker had no internet or landline service starting at 8:15 a.m., she said, relying on sparing use of her cell phone to contact others for information. According to BC Hydro, wind caused a large tree to come down near the intersection of St. Andrews and East 29th, leaving around 2,100 homes without power for 12 hours. The tree knocked down a power pole and a transformer, and pulled down more than 10 spans of wire, about a kilometer long, spokesperson Susie Reeder said by email. Replacing a power pole is like a mini construction project, and can take anywhere from 4 to 8 hours, she said. In this case, it took a bit longer than usual because the pole that came down was a specialized pole that had overhead switching gear attached. Switching gear is needed to reconfigure the power grid to provide alternate sources of power. Reeder thanked North Vancouver customers for their patience and understanding. Croker, who lives within a few blocks of the downed pole, said she saw a reddish-orange ball of light through her curtains. I heard two big bangs as if someone hit a big bass drum, bang, and then, bang, she said. As it gets dark around 4 p.m. now, Croker said she cooked dinner by candlelight on a wood stove, a one-pot steamed casserole with potatoes, beets, cabbage, celery, carrots, water and salt. It was delicious, she said. As she got ready for an early bedtime, the power came back on at around 8:15 p.m., Croker said, almost exactly 12 hours after it went out. She was a bit anxious leaving the candles on for an extended period of time, and said she would be getting better, battery-powered supplies in preparation for future outages. A downed power line is an emergency. If you see one, stay back at least 10 meters and call 911. NLABA@nsnews.com. Twitter.com/Nick_Labba.